Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Zechariah 14. We're going to do some reading today, okay? I truly believe that God gave me this message this week of what we see in our present day. We're seeing a lot of chaos. We're seeing everything that Jesus said we would see. Wars, rumors of wars. Israel's now entered into a different war, into the north. We're seeing that. We're seeing a falling away. We're seeing mighty ministers falling away. And I'm not going to mention them up here because God told me, don't mention their names because you know what? You can fall too. And we're not to exalt ourselves when someone falls. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We can't do that. We cannot do that. We got to pray for our leaders. How many believe we got to pray for our leaders? Oh, come on. We got to pray for our leaders. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. And so I've entitled this morning's message, What Time Is It? We're going to go there right now. We're going to go there right now. But also, I've been under the weather, so pray for me that God will strengthen my voice, that hopefully I won't be coughing up here. Amen. Don't worry. I checked myself. I don't have all that's out there right now. But God is good, isn't he? And he's worthy. He's worthy. All right, amen. So, if you have your cell phones, you put them on the off and silent possession, amen? I've entitled this morning's message once again, What Time Is It? What time is it? Some of us truly know what time it is, spiritually. And then there's some that are snoring. They still have their CPAP machine on. And they haven't waken up. Some people see things happening and they have their head stuck in the sand like an ostrich, watching the world pass by. But I'm here to let you know that this message that we're going to see through Scripture is going to hopefully give us illumination and revelation of Jesus soon returning. How many want him to return already? Oh, come on. Yes. And we cannot worry about those that are not saved. That's not our obligation. That's not our fault if they don't make it in. We pray for them. We witness to them. They know the truth, right? But you can't take them with you. They got to find Jesus, all of them, all by themselves. Amen? You could point them to the way. But if there's an old saying, you can take a horse to the well, but you can't make him drink, right? So I truly believe what we're going to read today, and as we expound these scriptures, I'm praying that God will illuminate your minds and show you what time it is. Because I believe in real time, as we speak, the Lord is coming soon. He's coming soon. Because all the things are converging at once. We're seeing it. So, if you're there at Zechariah 14, let's read the word of the Lord. And I'm going to read this out of the Living Translation. So, if you have the New King James, it may sound a little different, but it's all the same. Amen? And it reads, "Watch, for the day of the Lord is coming soon. On that day, the Lord will gather together the nations to fight Jerusalem." It's starting right now. All the nations are at rage with Israel. Every nation right now. And so what is God doing? He's gathering them to come against her. Right now, it's a spirit of anti-Semitism. Every college in our country, every nation right now are against them. So he says, look, the Lord will gather together the nations to fight Jerusalem. The city will be taken. Listen, it's going to be besieged. We're seeing this. The houses rifled, the loot divided, the women raped. We already saw that already in Gaza, didn't we? It was brutality. There were pregnant women. They drug them out of their home. They slit their bellies and took the babies out of their womb and then cut off their heads in front of them. Yeah, the news won't tell you that, but it's true. And they it's all documented. And we're seeing this right now in real time. Real time. The houses rifled, loot divided, the women raped. Half the population will be taken away as slaves, and half will be left in what remains of the city. What happened in Gaza is just a taste, a foreshadow of yet things to come. Wow. Look at this in verse 3. "Then the Lord will go out fully armed for war." Jesus will come out for war. We're talking about the battle of Armageddon that's coming, where all the nations will forsake Israel and come against her. And look at that. It's already building up. We're seeing the players on the stage already. We're seeing who they are. Iran, the Arab countries. We're seeing Russia and China. We're seeing North Korea. We're seeing South America, Cuba. They're all coming against her. And so we're seeing this now. If you don't see this right now, I don't know if you'll ever see it, but it's happening. And look at this. "Then the Lord will go out fully armed for war to fight against those nations. That day his feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives to the east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will split apart, making a very wide valley running from east to west, for half the mountain will move toward the north and half the mountain toward the south." This is when Jesus comes and he puts his feet on the Mount of Olives. Wow. His return. Praise God. This is not the rapture. The rapture will have already been taken place because we will be with him. And I'll prove in scripture where we are coming back with him. Let's keep reading. Look at verse 5. "You will escape through the valley, for it will reach across to the city gate. Yes, you will escape as your people did long centuries ago from the earthquakes in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come." And look at this. "And all his saints." Who are the saints? Amen. Huh? Us. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You are the saint." So as we can see, these are not angels, because it says right here, "and all his saints and angels." Did you catch that? So we'll be with the heavenly host coming down. You see, we're going to be with him for 7 years during the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to be celebrating in heaven the coronation of the king. We're going to be celebrating all these things in heaven as his father puts a crown on him and he will pronounce him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And after there, we've been there for 7 years, then all this is going to take place, what we're seeing, and then we're coming back with him. Now, we're not going to do any battle, but we got front row seat, because Jesus is going to do it all himself. He doesn't need our help. He don't need the angels. Jesus will do it all by himself. Got to remember, he came as the suffering lamb, And he's coming back as the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's coming as a conquering king. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, that's right. And look at this. It says, in verse 6, the sun and the moon and stars will no longer shine. Something mighty is going to take place. And I can't wait. Look at verse 7. Yet there will be continuous day. Only the Lord knows how. There will be no normal day and night. At evening time it shall be light. Life-giving waters will flow out of from Jerusalem. Half dozen the Dead Sea and toward the Mediterranean. Look at this. Flowing continuously both in winter and in summer. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Praise God. In that day there shall be one Lord. His name alone will be worshipped. Hallelujah. And what's his name?
Jesus.
There's no other name given among men whereby we what must be saved. Acts 4 and 12. Look at verse 10. All the land from Geba, the northern border of Judah, to Ramon, the southern border, will become one vast plain. But Jerusalem will be on an elevated site, covering the area of the way from the gate of Benjamin over to the site of the old gate, then to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hanel to the king's wine presses. Wow. God's going to renovate everything that he's supposed to do. Look at verse 11 here. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited and safe at last. Say that with me. Safe at last. Never again to be cursed and destroyed. The enemy's been trying to destroy them since the garden. Centuries and centuries and centuries of enemies. Why? Because the devil knows if he could stamp out Israel, he'll try to stop the Messiah to come. See, Satan knows the Bible. And he's doing everything he can to thwart the plan of God. But I'm sorry, nothing will thwart the plan of God. Can I get amen? Amen. Nothing will. Nothing will. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And it reads in verse 12. And the Lord will send a plague on all the people who look at this, who fought Jerusalem. They will become like walking corpses, their flesh rotting away. Their eyes will shrivel in their sockets, and their tongues will decay in their mouths. This is what God's going to do to his enemies. Are you hearing this? And they will be what? Seized with terror, panic-stricken from the Lord, and will fight against each other in hand-to-hand combat. In other words, he's going to turn their hearts against each other. They're going to kill each other. Wow. My goodness. Look at this in verse 14. All Judah will be fighting at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the neighboring nations will be confiscated. Great quantities of gold and silver and fine clothing. This same plague will strike the horses, the mules, the camels, meaning every animal in the enemy camp. Everything. Look at this. In the end, those who survive the plague will go up to Jerusalem each year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, to celebrate a time of thanksgiving. This is during the millennial reign. For 1,000 years, there will be peace on this earth. And guess what? We're included in that peace. Can I get amen? And we'll be in a brand new body. How many can't wait to, man, I'm telling you, a brand new body that will never tire. And well, guess what? We'll be able to fly. All that, we'll be able to just, what Jesus did, we're going to have the body just like him. It's not going to be held down by the law of gravity no more. Now, there'll be humans on this earth. And guess what? The Bible says that we're going to rule and reign with Christ. So we're going to govern. A lot of us are going to govern over the humans on this earth. Yes. For 1,000 years. There's going to be peace. There's not going to be war. There's not going to be no smut on TV. There's not going to be no cursing. We've never experienced peace until the Prince of Peace comes. But this is on the horizon. This is what's next in the next dispensation. And God is saying, prepare yourself, prepare yourself, prepare yourself. And we're going to look in this message how to prepare. Amen. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Verse 16, look at this. In the end, those who survive the plague will go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, to celebrate a time of thanksgiving. Verse 17, look at this. And any nation anywhere in all the world that refuses to come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty will have no rain for them. He won't rain on their land. See, this lets us know there's going to be humans still here on this planet for 1,000 years. But there are not going to be no more armies. There's not going to be no more. He's going to remove, and peace will be around the whole world. Look at this. But if he specifically says Egypt, but if Egypt refuses to come, God will punish her with some other plague. Remember, they were known to receive the plagues. They were always rebellious against the Israelites back then. And so Egypt and the other nations with all, look at this, with all be punished if they refuse to come. So us, those who live in America, when it's time to go worship the King, you better be there. You better be there. And for us, in the new bodies, we could just boom and be there. Hallelujah. We don't have to, what do you call it? Sometimes it's hard to get a flight. So I don't need to ask Sister Katharina to find flights no more. Hallelujah. Look at verse 20 up here. In that day, the bells on the horses will have written on them, these are holy property. Look at this. And the trash cans in the temple of the Lord will be as sacred as the bowls beside the altar. Everything in the temple is going to be holy. In fact, every container in Jerusalem and Judah will be sacred to the Lord Almighty. All who come to worship may use any of them free of charge to boil their sacrifices. There will be no more grasping traders in the temple of the Lord. In other words, there are not going to be no merchants there no more. Trying to, he's going to do away with them. Selling you a lamb that's $5 more. So, this is a great prophetic prophecy from Zechariah. But look at this right up here. What are the signs of this prophecy? What are the signs? Because we could read that and say, well, what, is this 1,000 years from now? Is it 10,000 years from now? Well, what are the signs? Well, we have to go back to the scripture. Can I get an amen? I could give you my opinion, but I'd rather read the word. Because the word is truth. Thy word is truth. Can I get an amen? So look what it says in Matthew 24. We're going to be in Matthew. And I love Jesus. Jesus lays it out. Can I get an amen? He was not only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was not only the God-man, he was one of the greatest prophets. Look at this. It says, and Jesus was leaving the temple grounds. His disciples came alone and wanted to take him on a tour of the various temple buildings. But he told them, all these buildings will be knocked down and not one stone left upon another. When will this happen? The disciples asked him later. And he sat on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. What events will signal your return and the end of the world? Okay, so now there's a twofold prophetic word that comes from Matthew. One that would happen right away as soon as he was taken up, and then another one for our day and time. So it's a twofold prophetic. Let's read this in verse 4. Look at this. And Jesus told them, don't let anyone fool you. That means don't let no one deceive you. Your Bible says deceive you, right? For many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray. When you hear of wars beginning, this does not signal my return. These must come, but the end is not yet. The nations and kingdoms of the earth will rise again against each other. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in many places. Are we seeing that now? Praise God, we just got out of COVID. Remember when it was at the peak? There was nobody on the freeway. Everybody was, what, sheltered in, huh? I was driving around. I go, man, I love this. And you can get to Kearney Mesa in 9 minutes. Praise God. Look at this. And when you hear of the wars beginning, this does not signal my return. Look at the nations and kingdoms in verse 7 of the earth will rise against each other, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in many places. Okay, now, look at verse 8. But all this will be only the beginning of the horrors to come. What? Jesus said of the horrors to come. Then you will be tortured and killed and hated all over the world because you are mine. And many of you shall fall back into sin and betray and hate each other. What? This is the great apostasy. What's happening right now? There's an apostasy happening. Well, you know what apostasy means? People are leaving the faith. They're falling back in sin. And pray. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your pastors. Pray for the deacons, the ministers, the missionaries, because they're under an onslaught from Satan. Look at that. And many of you shall fall back into sin and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and lead many astray. Watch out where you go. There's all kinds of prophetic, prophets over here, prophets over there, prophets right over here. Oh, I got to be over here, and I got to be over there. And when you walk in, you don't feel no anointing. You don't feel no presence of God. And then at the very end, you got to sow a seed of 1,000. Oh, yeah, they'll trap you. It's all about money. My goodness. Many false prophets will appear and lead many astray. Sin will be rampant everywhere and will cool the love of many. Many, those who were on fire for God, they'll become what? Lukewarm. They won't be preaching truth no more. They'll be preaching prosperity and just love. Oh, God is love. Yes, he's love. But guess what? Because he loves us, he's going to tell us the truth. But those enduring to the end shall be saved. You catch that? Enduring to the end. That stays on fire. That stays true to God. Look at this in verse 14. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. And then finally the end will come. So when you see the horrible things told about by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, note to the reader, you know what is meant. Then those in Judea must flee into Judean hills. Those on the porches must not even go inside and pack before they flee. I didn't put this down, but in Daniel said they were going to build the third altar. And already they have the red heifers there. They have everything there now. So they're about ready to sacrifice on the temple. We're seeing this right now in real time. As a matter of fact, I heard in February, April, they're going to do their first sacrifice on the temple. I'm telling you, we're seeing things speed up now. Everything's coming together, right? Look at this. Verse 18. Those in the field should not return to their homes for their clothes, and woe to pregnant women and to those babies in those days, and pray that your flight will not be in winter or in the Sabbath. This what happened in Gaza. Woe to them. Huh? They didn't have time. And they did it on the Sabbath. We're seeing a foreshadow of what took place, what Jesus said. Now, if you can't believe what's going on now, you won't believe any of this. He went in. They went in. And they ransacked and they pillaged the women. They raped them. And they cut off their baby's heads from their womb in front of them and then cut their head off. and then burnt them bodies. But before they did all that, they raped them first. This is demonic. This is from hell. This ain't a sane person. These people were filled with the devil. And they came in hordes of them. My goodness. Wow. Did you ever think you would read this today and this has happened already? Wow. And then he says, and there will be a tribulation such as the world has never seen before in all its history and will never see again. This tribulation, many biblical scholars believe, it's going to be a nuke war where millions and billions will die because everyone's nuked up now. It just takes one to nuke, and then they're all going to jump in. We need to pray. We need to pray. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And pray for your pastor. Pray for me. Pray for pastors that will not be afraid to tell us the truth. Can I get an amen? I could have preached them, 24, a year of prosperity. How can that be? We have Biden in office. How can we be? How can that be? How can that be? There's no way. But I'm giving you truth here today. Amen? And so look at this in verse 9, and verse 22. In fact, unless those days are shortened, all mankind will perish, but they will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen people.
Hallelujah.
Turn to your neighbor and say, God has chosen you.
God has chosen.
And because of you, God's not going to allow none of us to perish like that. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Look what it says here. But they will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen people. In other words, the nukes are going to go off, but it's going to be short-lived. So that we are still going to be around. Can I get an amen? Look at this in verse 23. Then if anyone tells you the Messiah has arrived in such and such a place or has appeared here or there, don't believe it. For false Christ shall arise and false prophets, and will do wonderful miracles, so that if it were possible, even God's chosen ones would be deceived. See, I have warned you. I'm telling you, this is the day of deception. A day of deception. Look at this in verse 26. So if someone tells you the Messiah has returned and is out in the desert, don't bother to go out and look. Or that he is hiding at a certain place. Don't believe it. For as light, this is how he's coming. For as the lightning flashes across the sky from east to west, so shall my coming be. When I, the Messiah, return, wherever the carcass is, there the vultures will gather. See, there's gonna be carnage everywhere. There's going to be chaos. Then he will come. Hallelujah. That's right. These horrific things have to happen. Israel got a taste of it. Wow. Look at this, verse 29. Immediately after the persecution of those, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light, and the stars will seem to fall from the heavens, and the powers overshadowing the earth will be convulsed, meaning shaken. And then at last, the signal of my coming will appear in the heavens. And there will be deep mourning all around the earth. And the nations of the world will see me arrive in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's how he's coming. Hallelujah. From the clouds. Can I get amen? Don't believe, oh, Jesus is over here. Oh, he's over there. Remember that? David Koresh in Texas? He thought he was the Messiah. How about that moon guy? What's his name? Moon? Mr. Moon. Had millions following this guy. Said he was the Messiah. Oh, that's right. Jesus, help us. Look at this. Verse 31. And I shall send forth my angels with the sound of a mighty trumpet blast. And they will gather my chosen ones from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When her branch is tender and the leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is almost here. Just so, when you see all these things beginning to happen, you can know that my return is what? Near, even at the doors. You see? We're seeing all this happen. Everything that we just read in Zechariah, everything that we're seeing here, we're reading, is all happening. It's all conversing at once. My goodness. Jesus, help us. Look at this in verse 34. Then, at last, this age will come to its close. So what we know about this, everything on this earth that we know and live in will be changed. It will not be the same no more. So get ready to say goodbye to this kind of life we're living. It's going to all change. God's going to turn a page in human history. He's going to turn the page. And we're not going to know it like it is today no more. It's going to be totally different. It will be peace, no suffering, no killing, no profanity, no pornography, no none of that. No transgenderism, no homosexuality. All the abominations God's going to destroy. Can I get amen? And those people in those lifestyles, they have an opportunity between now and then to repent. And pray that they repent. God can save them. But they got to repent. And many of them, man, we're in the book of Romans on Wednesday. But we're going to read in Romans, some, I'm not saying all, some God has given them a reprobate mind. In other words, he turned them over to their lust and they could never come back to him. He will not allow them to come back to him because they were turned over to their lust. And they can never come back to him. They're entrapped in their lust, and God's going to condemn them right there. They don't want to hear truth. And I have family members. You probably have family members that are in that lifestyle. All you can do is pray for them and fast for them and tell them the truth to repent. But if they remain in that condition, that's because God turned them over already. And they're not budging. And here's the thing. I heard a word this morning about being bold. About having courage. What was that word you had? Be brave. That's right. That's the word, brave. We need to be brave to tell those who are in sin to repent. Don't coddle their sin no more. Because this is going to happen soon. God's not going to play around no more. He's given us a time of grace to get it right. But then, hallelujah, it's curtain call. I know you guys wanted to hear tiptoe through the tulips this morning. But I'd rather believe what God said in his word. Was about ready to happen. Can I get amen? Amen. Jesus. Look at this, verse 36. But no one knows the date and hour when the end will be, not even the angels, nor even God's only Son. Only the Father knows. The world will be at ease, banquets, parties, weddings, just as it was in Noah's time before the sudden coming of the flood. Meaning they were partying, having a good time back in Noah's day. Yeah, man, party over here, party over here. Yeah, 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 man, party over there. Oh, yeah. And then the flood came. And they were all scratching at the door, let me in, as the waters were coming up past their head, and they all drowned and went to hell. For 100 years, Noah preached. And so for 2,000 years, the cross has been preached around the world. And yet people, till this day, I'm glad you found God. You needed God. You needed him. You ever get that one? I know the man upstairs. You do. What floor is he on? Jesus, help us. Look at this. The world will be at ease. Banquets, parties, weddings, just as it was in Noah's time before the sudden coming of the flood. Look at this. In verse 39, people wouldn't believe what was going to happen until the flood actually arrived and took them all away. So shall my coming be. No different. He's going to come the same way. Suddenly. Wow. Look at this. Two men will be working together in the fields, and one will be taken, the other left. Two women will be going about their household tasks. One will be taken, the other left. This is a sign of a sheep and a goat. Can I get an amen? Someone that saved and someone that was playing the part. Coming to church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And still living like the devil at home. Jesus, help us. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us be brave. That was the word that came. Be brave. We need to have courage. We need to be bold in the times that we live in. We need to tell someone it's time to turn to God. Yeah. Repent or perish. It's repent or perish. There's no in between.
That's right.
Jesus, help us.
Yeah.
Listen, I have family members too in that lifestyle. And I've said what I had to say. Now God will have to be God. Can I get amen?
Amen?
I just hope that they will come to their own. We don't know who's going to be saved. All we know is that as long as you planted that seed in their heart,
yes,
God will do the rest.
Yes.
Unless he's already turned them over. Then there's no more hope for them. We're going to see this in Romans. Come out to Romans on Wednesdays. God's going to explain this in the book of Romans. Hallelujah. So look at this. So be prepared, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Wow. Wow. Look at verse 43. Jesus said a lot in this chapter, didn't he? Look at this. Just as a man can prevent trouble from thieves by keeping watch for them, so you can avoid trouble by always being ready for my unannounced return. Meaning preparing yourself. What is God saying? That means prepare. Prepare your family. Prepare yourself. Prepare your loved ones. So you can avoid trouble by always being ready for my unannounced return. Are you a wise and faithful servant of the Lord? Have I given you the lack of managing my household to feed my children day by day? Well, you know, when I read that this week, I was saying, God, continue to empower me to feed your people. Don't ever let me get weary. No matter how my body feels, allow me to feed your children, God, day by day. And that's my call, is to feed. Remember what Jesus told Peter? Feed my sheep. Well, God told me, feed my sheep, God's people. And this is what I want to be doing, hallelujah, when he comes, that I was doing what I was called to do. You need to do what you were called to do. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Blessings on you if I return and find you faithfully doing your work.
Yes, Lord.
You catch that?
Yes, Lord.
Blessings on you. But now look at this. I will put such faithful ones in charge of everything I own. Wow. He's going to put us in charge of everything that he owns. And he owns the entire universe. He owns everything on this planet. He owns everything in the universe, the second heaven, and everything in heaven. He's going to, what? Share it with us. Everything he owns, he's sharing it with us. Undeserving. Yeah, who am I? But look at this. There's a stark warning at the end here. Look at 48 right here. But if you are evil and say to yourself, my Lord won't be coming for a while, and begin oppressing your fellow servants, partying and getting drunk, your Lord will arrive unannounced and unexpected and severely whip you and send you off to the judgment of the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What? This is letting us know to continue to be about our Father's business. Don't throw in the towel. Don't stop praying. So, when I was going through this, God was giving me scripture after scripture on preparation. Okay, so we see an outline. We see what's taking place. We see what's coming. But now we need preparation. Can I get amen? Always prepare. So, right up here, preparing to meet our Lord and Savior. Number one, keep yourself pure. Keep yourself pure. Don't get tempted. Man, don't get tempted to get on that phone and look at porn. Your computer. Women, stop that gossip. Don't be talking about other people. Come on, it works both ways, don't it? Sin is sin. We need to keep ourselves pure and holy. And I got scripture to back that up. Look at this in Titus. This is the testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may, what, be sound in the faith. Sometimes someone needs to be rebuked. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth to the pure. Look at this. To the pure. All things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. Look at this. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. There are some that started the race well, filled with God, knowing God, and now they're in full-blown sin, and they have defiled themselves. Is there hope for them? Yeah, they repent. But we're seeing what takes place. So we need to keep ourselves pure. Can I get amen?
Amen. Every day.
Look what else it says here in chapter 2 of Titus. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying, this is the key, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. This present age. Looking for what? For the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at this, saints of God, who gave himself for us that he might what? Redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a special person. Zealous for good works. Look at this. Speak these things. Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Can I get amen? So, keep yourself pure, right? Next, abstain from evil. Stay away from evil things. Keep your eyes away from evil things. Keep your ears. And what do I mean by ears? Some people still listen to that rap, bleepity, blap, 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 blap. And the curse and the vulgar that comes out, it'll penetrate your soul and keep you from hearing God. Get rid of that junk. Destroy it. Quit looking at movies that have nakedness and blowing people's heads off. Come on, we got to make a stand now. Amen. If we're going to say we're born again, Christian loving, then guess what? We have to demonstrate it. That's right. Can I get amen? Amen. I know this is a tough word, but you know what? This is tough for me too. I'm just as vulnerable as you and the one you're sitting right next to. Abstain from what? Evil. Look at this. In Thessalonians. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should, what, abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Be careful. You know what? We can tempt each other. Can I get amen? Look at this, verse 5. Not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who also has given us what? His Holy Spirit. Stay pure, saints. Stay pure. I'm bringing this message. God said, tomorrow is 2024. Another new year is upon us. And there's some things that we must do. Can I get an amen? Amen. Including Pastor Fee. I'm not immune to this. The same mail. The mail first came to me. And God was speaking to me right over there. Okay, you're going to preach this? Well, what about you? Yes, Lord. It's for me too. Praise God. Number 3, stay in prayer. When you only get 3 to come out in prayer, how's your prayer life at home? Can we come together in one and pray? Pray for the needs of the body. Pray for the needs of your lost loved ones. There's power in prayer. There's power when you're unified together in power. There's power. Look at this. In Colossians 4:2, continue earnestly in prayer, being diligent in it with thanksgiving. Be thankful to God that God has given you an opportunity to pray. You know, there's some people that are bedridden and they can't pray. Some people have already got dementia. They don't know what to think anymore. But that's not our excuse, is it?
No.
We still have the ability to pray, to seek God, to pray for our neighbor, to pray for our family, to pray for your spouses, your children, your grandchildren, your family members. And many of us have unsaved ones. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We need to pray. Look at this in James. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another. When we come together on Wednesday, we pray for one another. We lay hands and say, God, strengthen my brother. Strengthen my sister.
Yes.
We need that connection from God.
Yes, we do.
We should never be on an island all by ourselves. Can I get amen?
Yes.
This is not Gilligan's Island.
That's right.
Wow. Can I get amen? My goodness. Look at this. Pray for one another that you may be what? Healed. Some of us are going through. Some of us got neuropathy, diabetes.
Mercy.
Hallelujah.
Mercy.
Our beloved sister who we know, Sister Linda, is going through. She has renal failure. We need to pray for her. She can't stop scratching. Pray for her. Look at this in verse 17. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Man, how would you like to have that type of anointing? Now, so we looked at on preparation. abstain from evil, keep yourself pure, right? Look at this one. You have to learn how to resist the devil. Old Slewfoot will come knocking at your door. And you know when I say knocking at your door? The door of your mind. A wall will not keep them from coming in your house. I hope you know that. He's a spirit. He'll go right through the wall. His minions will. Resist the devil. And how do we do that? Through the word. Look at this right up here. Therefore, in 1 Peter 5:6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you, what? In due time. Casting all your care upon him. Why? For he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He wants to take each and every one of us out. He's taken some prominent men already out. People that were in high places in ministry, taking them out. They fell for the trap. They fell for the snares. You have to guard your heart. You gotta acknowledge who he is and what he's playing in your mind. And you gotta be careful what you let in your house. Can I get amen? People that are living in just blown out, rebellious sin, they come in your house, they're carrying demons with them. And they'll jump on you. Can I get amen? They'll bring havoc to your house. Be careful. Look at this. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everyone's going through this. Not just here in San Diego, not just in California, not just in the blue states. The devil's in the red states too. He's everywhere. Why? Because you know Jesus is coming. He knows he's coming. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Verse 10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you had suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lastly, yes, is number 5. Continual worship and praise. So ask yourself, I'm going to ask yourself this. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to say, yeah. But let me ask you this. In your CD, on your phone, I believe iTunes is no longer. So what are the other streaming music? Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, that's right. What's your playlist? What's your playlist? Is it bleepity bleep bleep bleep? Is it boom 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 boom? Yeah. Is it, oh, look at that thing. Is it that? Or is it praise and worship? Is it, God, I glorify you. I magnify you. I lift you up, God. You got to ask yourself that. Because here's an opportunity today. Is to go out there and just swap it out. And say, you know, I'm done with this. It's doing me harm. It's not edifying me. I'm stuck with this. God, deliver me from this. That I would put praise and worship in my repertoire. Hallelujah. That I would wash my mind and cleanse my mind with worship and praise. Hallelujah. And remember what he's done for you. Oh, come on. You know, a lot of my family members, they have parties and stuff they invite. There's times I just have to say, you know what, I send them a gift or whatever, but I can't be in that environment no more. Yeah, you just can't. Come on. You just can't. I just can't. Because I started hearing that boom, ba-da, boom. Man, you know what? That flesh just wants to rock by its own. The Bible's clear in Corinthians. Come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you unto me. But if you're still out there with the bleepity bleep, yeah, 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 let me tell you, something wicked will come upon you and will entrap you. And you will have no power over it. And you will fall. You will fall. Why? Because you were in the devil's camp. You got to come out from among them. Resist the devil. Continue worship and praise. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Look what it says in Psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him with the mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Is He great to you?
He's great.
Is He worthy?
He's worthy.
Or did He go to the cross in vain?
No.
Wow. Look at Psalm 150. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Come on. He said, if no one worships me, the rocks will cry out. Hallelujah. Me and Sister Yolanda, we'll have some worship and we'll start singing. And old Chikuru will come and jump on our lap and howl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then this scripture comes to mind. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. God created that animal. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath. Look at Ephesians 5:15. Look at this. See that then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. See, I got saved at 30. I don't know when you got saved, but from 30 now to 65, I'm redeeming the time. I'm redeeming the time now. Because before all the years prior to 30, I was living foolishly, rebelliously. But now when I got saved, now I'm redeeming the time. Hallelujah. The time that God has given me that's left for me, I'm going to redeem it. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand that the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen?
Amen?
I'd rather be drunk on that wine, the new wine. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God got rid of the old wineskin and gave us new wineskin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The living water. Whoo! Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Whoo! When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, man, this what I was looking for.
Glory, glory, glory.
And didn't know where it was. Hallelujah. Look at this, verse 19. Speaking to one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Hallelujah. This is what we're called to, submit to one another in the fear of God. Now, God gave us a lot of instruction. Guess what? It's up to you. It's up to me to say, okay, God, I heard what you said. Help me do this now. Help me be obedient, God. Help me, God. Because we still need Him to help us. Can I get amen?
Amen?
It's easy to say, well, you know what? January 2nd, I'm going on a diet. Okay, which one are you going on? Do you have instructions from your doctor or a nutritionist? What are you going to do? We could think of all kinds of things, huh? My goodness. So, I'm going to end with this, and we're going to pray. Let me tell you, I did not tongue lash you. This was for all of us. We need to be edified and built up. We need to know the truth of the scriptures, why God called us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Help us, Jesus. In the book of Luke 21, it says this, and there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, distress of nations, perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You see what happened in Ventura? The waves warp. Oh, man. That wasn't you out there surfing, was it, brother? Look at this. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart failing them from fear. The expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Like a poultice is coming. April 29th, 2029. That's a huge, giant meteor that's on its way to Earth.
Yep.
Really? And it's called Apophis. And Tom Horn saw it in his dream. And it's going to hit California on the West Coast. He believes that's wormwood. That's in Revelation. And right now, NASA and the military are trying to build these machines to fly out there and try to deter it, try to bomb it. But it's on its way. Remember the date? Friday the 13th, April 2029. And Tom said that when it's about 2 years to go or 1 year to go, you're going to see it with the naked eye coming. I'm telling you, what God said in His Word is going to take place. These are not in here just to say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, this is just a fable. Look at this. For the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming with a cloud and power with great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your hands, because your redemption draws what?
Near.
Listen, Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I love what Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church right up here. Look at this. It should come up right now. Look at this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Meaning those who have already died. Unless you saw as others have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who what? Sleep in Jesus. Praise God. Look at this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Say this with me. Just verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Wow. Listen. Okay, we read about the second coming, that Jesus is going to put his feet on the Mount of Olives. But this right here is going to happen way before that. It's going to happen 7 years before that, because God's going to rapture the church out. So that's any moment now. You're getting raptured out of here. How many of you want to be raptured out of here? Or do you love this world? Look at this. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore what? Comfort one another with these words. Now just remember, we can't get to heaven in these fleshly bodies. It's impossible. Because of the gravity. The gravity on this earth keeps us from flowing away. Aren't you so thankful that we don't just float away? It says it right here. Look at this. Now this we say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, meaning we shall not all die physically, but we shall all be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, when the shofar is blown in heaven. Look at this. And the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Meaning, it's going to be that fast in the moment. We're not going to be in these fleshly bodies. We're going to be in a body like his. Hallelujah. Say goodbye to your diabetes. Say goodbye to cancer. Say goodbye to Botox. Say goodbye to all these other things that we do. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Say goodbye to all that. We're going to be in the new body. It'll be perfected. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Hallelujah.
And it's gonna happen similar to this right now. Look at this.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming. I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come.
That's a question. Are you ready? Can I get amen?
Amen.
Yes. And I thank and praise God for Brother Tony Abbott. He came here early this morning to fix my video.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For some reason, it was out of sync, and he fixed it. He's a blessing. You know that? But listen, I'm talking to those who are watching right now. And maybe, just maybe, those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, maybe you've never given your life to Christ. Maybe this is the first time that maybe someone even asked you to repent of your sins and to be saved. Listen, if that's you, look at the scriptures on your screen right now. You're seeing this right now. This is Peter's very first sermon when he got filled with the Holy Spirit, coming down from the upper room on the Feast of Pentecost. Remember, he was scaredy cat Peter. He denied Jesus 3 times. And then he got filled with the Holy Ghost. And he became bold. He became brave. Then Peter said to them, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remissions of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Praise God, praise God. I'm going to ask you, those who are watching right now, to bow your heart and your head with me. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family. You can come up. Worship team, you can come up. We're going to leave this place with some joy. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And you know what that joy is? Because God has saved us. Everything that we read today was to strengthen us, to help us. But I want to pray for you. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that God will give you an opportunity to come into the saving salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can save. So pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.